Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my podcast, The Top 5 Reasons the World Has Gone Insane and What to Do About It, or How to Create Heaven on Earth with the Unlimited Power of Your Example. My name is Zakarin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Come visit me at zakarin.com for more goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. Okay, here we go. The top 5 reasons the world has gone insane, what to do about it, or how to co-create heaven on earth with the unlimited power of your example. All right, so why has the world gone insane with health depleting pandemics and wars and catastrophes, etc.? What is the purpose of all this insanity, and how do we fix it, and how do we benefit from it? Number one, the world has gone insane because most of the world erroneously believes that this is a world of assertion, where diseases and wars can assert themselves upon you against your will. But this is a false belief. This is a world of attraction, not assertion. It is a world of attraction, and everyone attracts every situation in their lives, 100%. Mostly, they do this unconsciously by reacting to life rather than being proactive creators of their lives and actively, proactively creating what they want. So they have a tendency to create a lot of what they don't want because they focus too much on what they don't want. Number two, the world has gone insane because people do not know how to guide themselves, and instead they look to family and friends and lovers and governments and wives and husbands and religions and teachers to guide their behavior. People do not know how to guide their own lives and make their own decisions because they do not understand the law of attraction, and they falsely believe that in order to get what they want, they must please other people over their own pleasure so that those other people who supposedly control everything will give them what they want. Number three, the world has gone insane because people believe in the biggest lie ever told, that they are unworthy and helpless and powerless and sinful wretches here to prove their worth to a vengeful, unloving, judgmental prick of a God who seemingly grants favor to some people but dispels punishment to others who don't follow the rules. This causes people to second guess their every desire and judge their own behavior and judge other people's behavior, thusly disempowering everyone and causing conflict as different groups band together to prove who is right and who is wrong and who should be punished and who should be granted favor, unbeknownst to themselves that there is no such thing as right and wrong. And the whole concept of a judgmental God, as well as sin and hell and right and wrong, are 100% human creations that have nothing to do with true reality. Number four, the world has gone insane because humans are deathly afraid of their own death. How's that for irony? Deathly afraid of their own death because they are afraid of being judged. So we kind of go back to number three. They're afraid of being judged by that supposed insecure, vindictive prick of a God and being cast into eternal hell fire and no longer existing entirely. Or at the very least, being punished by the devil and having a pineapple shoved in their ass like the awesome movie by Adam Sandler. The fourth reason why people have gone insane is because people are afraid of being judged. They're afraid of dying and being judged. Sent to eternal hellfire. So people have a radical fear of death because they don't understand that death does not really exist. And we are all immortal souls who can never die. Only our bodies can die. Oh, the movie was called Nikki, by the way. I was trying to think of the movie Nikki, but I couldn't remember. So the reason people are afraid of dying is because they're afraid of being punished. They're afraid of non-existing. And they're afraid of dying and not existing because they don't understand that we are all immortal souls who can never, ever, 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 ever die. Only our bodies can die. And these bodies can actually live as long as we believe that they can. I mean, every cell of our body replaces itself every 7 years, so there's no reason why there should even be a limit to our bodies. All right, number five. The world is insane because everyone wants freedom above all things. And so, humans fear a loss of their freedom. And what you fear, if you fear it enough, you will attract it. Bum, 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 bum. So, pandemics, dictatorships, religious conflicts, wars, political conflicts, and even environmental catastrophes limit our freedom. And again, what you are afraid of, what you fear, you will attract. So, I could go on and on and on about why the world has gone mad and seems to have been mad for literally hundreds of thousands of years, perhaps even millions of years. And I could go on and on about why people do stupid things over and over again and do evil things over and over again. But really, I've already showcased all of that in my other countless other videos and podcasts and articles and books. And all of that is about the essence of creation and our adventures as creators and why we are here. So, if we're not here to prove anything to some white-bearded, judgmental, as I loved saying in the previously, prick of a god, then why are we here? And assuming that this law of attraction thing that I'm always ranting and raving about is actually legit, then why do we create all of this shit? It's because, great contrast inspires great expansion. Great contrast of what we don't want inspires great growth, evolution, and causes us to desire improvement. So first off, none of us came to this world of extreme contrast to just have an easy life. Life doesn't have to be hard, and it can be as easy as we like it to be and want it to be. But the point here is, the contrast of what you don't like causes you to desire great improvement and growth and expansion for yourself, for other people, for the planet, for the universe. Great conflict inspires us to desire greater levels of unity. Illness inspires us to desire greater levels of health. War causes us to desire greater love and allowance and tolerance and cooperation and greater levels of peace. Lack of freedom causes us to desire greater levels of freedom. Lack of wealth and lack of prosperity causes us to desire greater, more expanded levels of riches and wealth and financial freedom and prosperity and money, etc., for us, ourselves and for all of humanity. The point is, when you are clear about what you don't like and don't want, you are never more clear about what you do like and do want. So there are some obvious biggies on planet Earth right now. With the COVID pandemic, obviously there is a great desire within humanity for not only greater levels of health and well-being, but greater levels of immunity and longevity and vitality, as well as greater levels of prosperity and abundance, as everyone's bank accounts are dwindling immensely and being affected, as well as greater levels of freedom, physical freedom, as well as financial freedom, as our physical freedoms, emotional freedoms, sensual freedoms and even our health freedoms are being curtailed. And travel, of course, has been immensely curtailed. So the desire for those things are there. The question is, will people create those things in their lives? Well, in general, this is a planet of well-being, not disease. So things will naturally improve over time. We will all get better. We will all naturally get healthier. Every millennia, the ability for people to live longer and healthier gets bigger and bigger and longer and longer. And this is a planet of expansion and growth and evolution. It is not a planet of devolution, as some ignorant religions profess. So growth and expansion are also inevitable. And humanity overall will expand and grow and improve and become healthier and more prosperous and more vital and more tolerant, more allowing and more peaceful and more loving. That is absolutely 100% inevitable. What is not so inevitable is how fast that change happens in individual people's lives. Because regardless of a planet's or a country's or a community's, etc., prosperity level and how much prosperity they are allowing or how much freedom they are allowing or tolerance that they have or peace that they are allowing and embracing or health and well-being that they're embracing and allowing, etc., it is still each individual person's choice to create that general prosperity, love, well-being, etc., in their own lives, because we alone create our own realities. No one can create our reality for us. So for some people, they will not, and you know, they will not create improvement in their lives, and they will die lacking health and prosperity and love, etc., and will have to wait to croak, leave this mortal coil and reincarnate to experience, well, they're not even reincarnate, they will immediately, when they leave this mortal coil, they go to immediate positive, pure positive energy, to heaven, if you will, and they experience complete prosperity, well-being, and abundance, and divinity, etc., etc. And then they may choose to reincarnate and experience a higher level of prosperity and well-being in that future generation that they did not experience in that past life. While other people who choose prosperity now, regardless of how much prosperity currently exists in their lives or appears around them, these people will prosper even in a so-called economic depression. These people will be healthy even in a so-called illness pandemic. These people will be loving and generous and hopeful and happy and excited for what is to come, even though they might be surrounded by a panicked world in fear of its survival and depressed because of the world's apparent lack of love and hope and lack of generosity and prosperity and health and well-being. These people will even still feel free, even though there is a distinct lack of physical freedom around them. Now, if you know me at all, you will soon discover that I value freedom above all things. This is because our natural state of being is freedom. We are free to create whatever we want. That is the unlimited power that we have as creators of worlds. So for me, I am not concerned at all about such paltry, insignificant things as alleged pandemics or wars or famine or anything. I do not believe for a second that in this case, I can catch a disease against my will. And because of this, I know I will never even attract it. So for me personally, state, country, and global lockdowns are absolutely 100% ludicrous. For me personally, because I know that I cannot buck my own current. I know that you cannot buck your own current. You cannot go against your own momentum. And with this in mind, there are people getting the COVID and they haven't even met another person with it. They attracted it because they feared it. People believe that diseases can assert themselves upon people and people can infect you. And because the law of attraction is an unconditionally creative, all-powerful force, whatever your wish is, whatever you're focused upon, whatever you fear, it is granted. So if you fear the COVID enough, even in lockdown, you'll probably get it. That's the hilarious irony. So anyway, I'm not worried about getting COVID, but as I said, my thing is freedom. And it riles me a tad anytime anyone says I'm not allowed to travel because I might spread a disease to other people. Which, of course, is absolute 100% poppycock. But for people who believe in assertion, that is a reality for them, regardless of what I believe. And majority still rules on planet Earth to a large degree. And my beliefs, regardless of how enlightened they are not really understood and therefore not respected by the majority of humanity. They can't even remotely understand my perspective, so how are they going to even respect it? So, what is my solution? How can I still experience freedom even when I physically have little? Well, it's the same answer for anything that you desire. How can I feel prosperous even when my bank account says zero? How can I feel loved and loving even when my bed is empty? The answer is, and it is the key to creating anything you desire, the answer is you've got to feel an abundance of whatever you want, regardless if you have what you want or not. If you want more money, more love, more sex, more freedom, more success, more creativity, etc., whatever you want, you've got to be what you want in your mind and in your emotions and your feeling and especially your vibration, because vibration comes first and then feeling is a gauge of what you're vibrating. Because the process of creation is be, then do, then have. So you must be what you want first. You must think it and imagine it and feel it and vibrate it. And then get off your lazy ass and take inspired action. And then you will have, finally, what you want physically. What you want will physically manifest in your reality. So for me, if I'm thinking about what I don't want, then I'm giving my attention to the appearance that I am not allowed to travel by some apparent nefarious, controlling, evil force hell-bent on controlling my freedom. And I emphasize and dramatize, because I'm an actor, to make a very dramatic point. Because when you focus on what you don't want, you naturally build momentum about what you don't want, which is how conspiracy theories get created and expand and grow and expand and grow. The truth is, I know that all people mean well. And those people making grand decisions to control, quote-unquote, my travel freedom, believe they are doing the right thing. I honestly believe that they believe that they're doing the right thing. So if I go down the conspiracy trail, I will believe they are all evil supervillains working for the Illuminati or Dr. Evil or Spectre or Chaos or Fearless Leader and Boris Badenoff and the great Natasha, etc., etc. And I will feel helpless and powerless. And then desire to feel powerful by inciting riots and revenge, etc. But that is absolutely no fun at all. So instead, I choose to head down the light path rather than the dark path. Because I don't want to turn into Darth Vader for fuck's sake. And I choose to avoid such lunacy of conspiracies, even if they are true. It's really none of my freaking business, because I prefer to feel good. So I will give all of the politicians the benefit of the doubt, and all the medical professions and the pharmacies, pharmaceutical industry, the benefit of the doubt, and assume that they all mean well. And they are all doing the best that they know how under these very, very difficult circumstances. And I choose to understand that I have no control over what anyone else is doing. And I don't have any control over how they're thinking and what they believe. And I don't have any control over government policies and the instigation of laws and restrictions. And I know that the better feeling path is always the path of least resistance. Did you hear that? The better feeling path is the path of least resistance. And fighting against anything is no fun and is disempowering anyway. So there's no point in fighting, because it's just a disempowered way of acting. And I know that if I want physical freedom, then I must create freedom in words. I must create inner freedom in here, in my mind. And I choose freedom. I choose freedom regardless of how much physical freedom I may or may not have. I choose empowerment to create whatever I want, regardless of how much I have created or how powerful I may feel, etc. I choose freedom to create whatever I want, regardless of what I have created or regardless of circumstances, etc. I choose to feel happy and free and prosperous and full of love, regardless of any apparent lack of prosperity and love that might or may not be around me, or that may temporarily exist in my life. I choose to focus on what is working well rather than what is not working well, so that my unlimited creative power creates more things that are working well, rather than adding more energy to things that aren't working well and therefore creating more things that aren't working well. A vicious circle. I know that it does not help anything or anyone to bang the drum about what is unwanted and unlovable and unlikable and that I hate and conspiracy and bad guy, etc. It does not help anything or anyone to bitch, moan, and complain about anything or anyone. Worst of all, it feels like crap to do so, because you're ranting and raving about what you don't want. I know that my bitching, moaning, and complaining only energizes what I don't want. So, complaining is an absolutely futile act, and it's no fun. And I value feeling good above all things. So, since I value feeling good above all things, and I know that feeling good is all anything anyone wants, then I always ask myself, do I feel good thinking this way? Does it feel good that I can't fly to the USA or fly anywhere on planet Earth for that matter? No, it does not. So there's no point in entertaining such bad feeling thoughts. Does it feel good to think about not having enough money? No, it does not. So there's no point in entertaining such bad feeling thoughts. Does it feel good to think about the lack of lover in my bed? No, it does not. So there's no point in heading down that bad feeling bunny trail. So since I value feeling good so much, what feels better? What thoughts feel better? Does it feel better to imagine traveling the world and seeing amazing places and amazing animals and amazing nature and amazing people? Yes. And does it feel good to imagine being rich and financially free? Yes, of course it does. And does it feel good to imagine your bed full of nubile gods and goddesses? Well, yes, of course. Yes, 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 and more yes. So I'll keep thinking those better feeling thoughts. Then it doesn't matter how insane the world appears to be. It doesn't matter how ignorant the world might be. It doesn't matter how lost humanity seems to be. Because when you focus on good feeling thoughts and good feeling things, then you soon realize that 99% of the world is doing just fine. 99% of the world is really thriving and growing and getting better. 99% of the population really want to love and be loved. Well, really, it's 100%. 100% of the population wants everyone to thrive and prosper and be happy. 100% of all people want to love and be loved. They might not just be aware of that fact because they're kind of lost. They've kind of gone down the dark path. 100% of all people want peace and prosperity and health for all people. They just don't consciously know that because they don't know their power. 100% of the population on planet Earth are doing the best they know how with what they know how and based on what they've been taught and what they believe. There's no such thing as evil, and there is no such thing as an evil person or even an evil group. Every villainous criminal or dictator, we're all doing their best that they knew how at the time. People only head down the proverbial dark path because of choices that they make to feel better based on how bad they were feeling before. In case in point, revenge feels better than feeling depressed and disempowered. And angry feels better than depression and feeling powerless and helpless. Problem wasn't getting a little pissed off or vengeful. The problem was keeping it up and not ascending the emotional scale past revenge, past anger, to better feeling emotions. Because as soon as you do something nasty, hurt someone, kill someone, to get over your depression, as soon as you do some sort of revengeful thing, even if you say something nasty, well, then you feel guilty, and then you feel depressed again, and because you judge yourself, and then you've got to do the revenge thing again, or you got to get angry again to get over your depression and feeling helpless and powerless, and then the cycle continues on and on and on in a circle. So anyway, the point is, what feels good? Does it feel good to think or believe and act in those certain ways? If it does, keep doing it. If it doesn't, then it is time to pick a better feeling bunny trail. So, you have no control over the world's sanity or insanity. So, you only have control over your own sanity or insanity. You only have control over your own clarity. The question is, which wolf will you feed? Will you feed the fearful, angry, vengeful, helpful, doubtful, hopeless, disempowered wolf? Or will you feed the courageous, happy, allowing, helpful, certain, clear, hopeful, and empowered wolf? Whichever you feed, that is the one that will grow within you and will grow in your life and ultimately in the world from your influence. Now, take these amazing teachings and guidance and go howl at the moon and create your own fun, prosperous, happy, healthy, wealthy, and magical world, regardless of what's going on around you, so that it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. Because what anyone else is doing is none of your beeswax. So mind your own business and create heaven in your life, the only life you have any control over. And this heaven that you create in your life will influence others to believe that they can also create heaven in their lives. And this is how you positively affect change on planet Earth. Not with your action or judgments, but with the influence of the example of your happy, healthy, prosperous life. This is how you co-create heaven on earth. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you got something from it, share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and joy and fun and adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!